Well, I am glad that you have come to Mass this evening to take this time to honor Our Lady with this solemnity. This is indeed, outside of Sundays, one of the two holy days of obligation that we have in the Canadian Church, the other one being, of course, Christmas Day. And on this day, we want to celebrate our Mother, our Holy Mother, in a very particular way. And I want to focus my homily this evening on those beautiful words that we had from our first lesson taken from Numbers. These are the words that Jewish priests would say repeatedly over many centuries, and indeed are still words of blessing that Catholic priests pray today. So let me repeat them. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. To know the blessing of God is to know his grace and his favor. And when we go to the very first chapter of the book of Genesis, we have the first blessing recorded there. After the creation of man and woman, the Lord says, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. The rest of the biblical narrative is the unfolding of this rich blessing, this blessing that's filled with fecundity, with life, but also there is the rotten fruit because of the blight of sin. And because of sin, the blessing now needs to also announce God's redemptive love. And that's where the blessing of Aaron is so important, because it anticipates our redemption. Let me read part of it again. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance. And countenance is another word for the word face. And may he give you his peace. Do you remember that Moses was not allowed to look on the face of God? He could only see the back of God. But when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, his face so glowed that he had to have a covering put over it. But the amazing thing is that throughout the Old Testament period, people could not look directly on the face of God. Because it's only in Jesus Christ that the graciousness of God's presence is made real to us in a concrete way. And this is where Our Lady comes into play. It is because of Mary that we are a people who can gaze upon the face of God. Mary, who takes that first blessing from Genesis chapter 1, where the fruit of her womb will be so fruitful that it indeed will multiply in such a way that all of us are here this evening. The fruit of Mary's womb would be so fruitful that because of her yes, you and I can behold the face of God. And let's just reflect on that for a couple of minutes. The face of Jesus, that face that continued to mature and to develop, moved from being the face of a baby to the face of a toddler to a child to an adolescent. I wonder if Jesus had acne. To an adult, and took on the full expression of what it was to be a Jewish man. And then there was that face that during the 3 years of his public ministry looked people in the eye. And when people saw the face of Jesus, they were either so cut to the heart because they experienced in him the love of the Father, or they were cut to the heart out of hatred for him and suspicion. And then there was that face that during Holy Week was beaten, bruised, on display from the cross. But then that face that after Easter Sunday, and as Jesus appeared to his apostles. And it's so beautiful that repeatedly what Jesus says at that time is, "Peace be with you." And that's at the heart of the blessing of Aaron, that to see the face of Jesus would allow us to know the peace that God gives. St. Paul was so taken with the face of Jesus that he, in his reading from Galatians, says, "Because you are sons and daughters, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So through God, you are no longer a slave, but you are sons, you are daughters, you are heirs." Beloved, we are members of the family of redemption. And because we belong to this family, we uniquely honor Mary on this day. It is because of Mary's womb, the blessing that came forth from her. Mary, who in seeing the face of Jesus, uniquely prepared him to be the one who would bestow the Aaronic blessing on us all. Mary always shows us the face of Jesus. But here's another thing, beloved, to recognize. You and I are the body of Christ. So in a profound way, as we look to one another, we are to see in the other the face and the countenance of Christ. And it's because of this reality that after Jesus is present on the altar, we turn and share his peace with one another. That is the peace that flows from those who, in seeing the face of Jesus, want to extend his face to one another. And then for those who are conformed to Christ in a particular way through our priesthood, we are to embody before you something of that godly countenance, that godly face. And as we think of our collect for today, there the church prayed these words: "God, who by the fruitful virginity of Blessed Mary bestowed on the human race the grace of eternal salvation." It's worth giving Mary an hour tonight because of what she has made possible for us. It is eternal salvation. And so as we honor Our Lady this evening, we are thankful that God's original blessings of fruitfulness that are mentioned in Genesis chapter 1 find their ultimate fulfillment in Our Lady's pregnancy. Through her, yes, she was blessed, so you and I could be blessed in return. To see the face of Jesus, to know his redeeming love, is a great blessing. And so may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And in this new year, may he give you peace. Our Lady, our Blessed Holy Mother of God, pray for us.